This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Nothing like triggering that early, huh? I've been watching the slow drip. As many of you know, my striker-fired gun of choice is the SIG P320. And the SIG P320 does not receive a lot of love. And the first little bit of this particular hour, we're going to look at some things because it's almost like there's urban legends that arise from these things, and it's interesting to take a look at this, some of this stuff. There's a lot of lawsuits going out against the SIG P320, and some of this information I'm going to give you now is going to be sort of old, but this is just sort of a recap. Some of the plaintiffs claim that this pistol can go off without the trigger even being touched. Now, there is a way that possibly could happen, but nobody's explained to me how that actually works out, what the mechanics of that are. Now, there was a suit with Walter Collette Jr., police officer with the Somerville, Massachusetts Police Department. He was wounded when his P320 gun discharged without a trigger pull while he was carrying it in a gym bag wrapped carefully with a cloth. And he was wounded in the left leg. Now, the SIG P320 is the only true modular pistol out there I've come across. And it is now the designated sidearm of all branches of the U.S. military. And there are over 1 million of them in civilian hands. And they've also been adopted as duty guns by law enforcement agencies across the country. Now, there were early problems associated with it regarding drop safety. But back in 2017, SIG instituted a voluntary upgrade program to replace the original production trigger with new enhanced triggers designed to fix the issue that occurred when a pistol was dropped on a hard surface. And none of these current lawsuits that you see out there right now today are in any way related to the now fixed drop safety issue. And most, if not all, of the allegations seem to involve upgraded pistols or those produced after the drop safety problem was identified by SIG. The current allegations that are different, claiming the P320 is prone to uncommanded discharges, which, that's alarming. That seems alarming, doesn't it? Some of these lawsuits have also come to the attention of the fake stream legacy media. ABC News ran two reports on the topic last week, highlighting one particular cop in Bridge City, Texas, who was suing SIG for $15 million. She claims that her holstered P320 went off while she was carrying it in her purse. That would be a big purse. ABC ran their story on the P320 twice, but with some significant differences between the two reports. In the first version, with Good Morning America. There, Bridge City Officer Brittany Hilton tells her story where she and what happened when her P320 discharged as she was carrying it in her purse in what appears to be a Serpa holster, which, you know, those have their problems as well, but that's another story. Now, carrying a handgun in a purse, particularly one that isn't designed specifically to carry a firearm, is problematic at best, and there's just too much other paraphernalia bouncing around in there. But Officer Hilton says there's no way anything could have gotten into my purse, into the trigger guard, and pulled the trigger. And they had an interview with a guy named Joshua Harrison, a firearms expert by the network, to examine the gun. And he stated, I have not seen enough to convince me that the upgraded version is dangerous. But then they had to ask him if it's a mystery what's gone wrong with the updated version, though he had just stated that it wasn't dangerous. And Harrison said, I do not have an explanation for why the updated version should have complaints from trained individuals. If it's not legal momentum, it would have to be some other mechanism of failure. Remember that phrase, legal momentum. Now, then they did this on Nightline, and they had some ominous background music with this one. And they were talking with Major Peter Villainy, an expert paid witness for Hilton. And when he was asked for his opinion of the SIG, he said, I carry SIGs. I own SIGs. I just don't own a P320, nor would I ever. And when he was asked what he found when he took a P320 apart, he said, I thought, wow, they need to do their homework. They need to fix this gun, which I don't know what he possibly could have seen when he did that, that is any different from any other gun out there, except for the fact that the P320 has something called a fire control unit. When he was asked if these guns could have been mishandled, he responded, when I see videos of police officers getting out of their car and their weapon discharges in their holsters, nah, there's a problem with the gun. And they then ran body cam footage of a pre-upgrade P320 firing as a Michigan State Trooper exited his patrol car in 2016, with no mention of the results of any subsequent investigation. The second version included comments from Joshua Harrison, who independently assessed the P320 and found there to be no problems with the enhanced, upgraded version. But they used different sound bites, and, you know, They were trying to make a case here. Now, when Harrison was when he reviewed the claims in the Hilton lawsuit, he said it's unclear to him what could be now causing misfires in the upgraded guns. When asked if he thought that the P320 should be removed from the market, he said, no, I don't think the upgraded version should be recalled. In fact, I think the previous version should be recalled so that everyone has the upgraded version. Now, note that his comment about these claims possibly being the result of legal momentum were also edited out of the Nightline version as well. What he's talking about here is trial lawyers recruiting clients who've experienced negligent discharges with P320s and suing the gun manufacturer. Like law enforcement officers whose NDs could result in their being disciplined or fired unless it can be proven that the gun was at fault. And both versions of the ABC report included comments from Officer Hilton's attorney, Jeffrey Bagnell. He said, it's not credible to claim that people with this amount of training, this amount of skill, are all shooting themselves. You would have to conclude that there's a problem with the product, not with the people. But in the Nightline version, he says, firearms are not subject to federal regulation. They're the only product that is not. If this were a car, a phone, a refrigerator, it would have been recalled long ago. So I think it's unconscionable, given the number of incidents in this gun defectively discharging without a trigger pull, that would necessitate that someone ordered to be recalled, and only SIG can do that. Now, that's a false claim, because the PLCCA, or PLCAA, I can never remember what it is, that does not protect them from that. If this was actually a faulty product, they could be sued for this. So, this is a dive into this simply because I'm fascinated by all this crosstalk I keep hearing about this. But we're going to finish this on the other side. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, I was just talking about what's going on with the SIG P320, the whole little cottage industry that has arisen. And a firearm consultant made this phrase, legal momentum. Now, you see that a lot in various things. Most recently with Benjamin Crump, the attorney that always rolls in whenever there's a Black Lives Matter, some sort of prejudice or thing, where they're, in most cases, he's there to represent family in a suit where they would make a claim. And Jeffrey Bagnell, who's also an attorney, he seems to have made this his suit. Now, Dan Zimmerman at The Truth About Guns has talked to him. And he said that he wants to be known that he's not anti-gun. He doesn't want to see more gun control laws in this country. He said he's a gun owner and a concealed carry permit holder. And he's a pro-Second Amendment guy. And he also said he's representing a number of police officers who have filed suits against SIG for uncommanded discharges, but he won't say how many. And he's acting as a consultant in the Collette suit that was filed recently, or it's actually been about a year now. He also represented Virginia Sheriff's Deputy Marcy Vadney, who sued SIG when she said her P320 went off on its own when she was removing the weapon from her belt. SIG ultimately settled that lawsuit. Bagnell told The Truth About Guns that he believes the problem with the Striker-fired P320 is an inadequate Sears/Striker connection. And he has images to back this up. Bagnell said he thinks the discharges are due to both design and manufacturing flaws on SIG's part. Now, Bagnell's and other lawsuits, ABC claims at least 54 discharges and 10 suits against SIG to describe instances of P320s going off dating back to 2016 prior to the upgrade. The Collette suit lists 39 such discharges, all but five of which involved law enforcement officers. Not much detail is provided in any of those claimed incidents, but a few do stand out, like Lieutenant Thomas Ahern, who was performing a function test of his P320 when it fired at him without any force towards the trigger, resulting in a bullet impacting his left thigh. How do you perform a functions test and shoot yourself in the thigh? And who function tests their gun with a round in the chamber when it's pointed at your thigh? Then there's Gunter Walker, a civilian, who says his P320 fired on its own when he placed the weapon down on his nightstand, shooting him through the palm of his left hand. How do you do that? You would have to want to do that. I mean, just laying the gun down and sticking your hand in front of the muzzle. Wouldn't you have to want to do that? Then there's his Texas gun shop manager who says a P320 fired as he cleared the weapon, blowing off one of his fingers. And the weapon was out of battery when it fired. Why would you clear a weapon, any weapon, with a finger over the muzzle? And how does this gun or any other handgun that is a semi-automatic fire when it's out of battery? These are the examples that the plaintiff in that case is using to support his claim that the P320 is prone to uncommanded discharges. So what do we make of all this? Well, allegations are not statements of fact. They are plaintiff's versions of what they say happened. And remember also that a handful of notable exceptions, modern firearms do not just go off, no matter what is later claimed by those who may be held responsible. ABC's own hired consultant, who appears to have no dog in these fights, could find no reasonable explanation for these claims and that he considers the upgraded P320 pistol safe for sale. to law enforcement and the public. And it's interesting that ABC chose to leave that point out of one of their reports. And the P320's been put through their own batteries of testing and found it duty-worthy, and they have hundreds of thousands of them in regular service now. And at the time, and this was an article written by Dan Zimmerman that the research came from, they couldn't find a rash of reports claiming their pistols are firing on their own. And there are similar lawsuits filed against other gun makers. Because, and nobody knows how many, because no one individual organization seems to keep track of these things, and gun makers don't want to talk about it. But it seems highly likely that every major firearm manufacturer gets a share of a regular flow of lawsuits filed by both civilians and LEOs who claim, Shazam, my gun just went off, and I didn't even touch it. Glock's had it happen as an example. And, I mean, Glock is heralded as the safest OG striker fire gun out there. Now, Dan decided to talk to Sig Sauer. And they didn't want to comment on any specific pending litigation for obvious reasons. But they did note that when they were contacted by ABC, the company pointed out specific circumstances that were subsequently uncovered in the investigations of a number of these incidents and circumstances that explained those uncommanded discharges. Sig said that ABC had intended to include some of those other claims in their reports, but after they informed the network of the additional information that was uncovered, those cases weren't included in either of the segments. And they didn't provide any, ABC did not provide any context for the number of suits filed against Sig. The network's report didn't mention lawsuits filed by LEOs or anyone else against any other gun makers claiming similar alleged design defects. And it seems safe to assume that while Sig is coming up fast on the outside, Glock is still most likely the reigning champ in terms of the firearms carried by LEO. And it doesn't take much Googling to find plenty of reports of LEOs suing Glock. And this is not to say that the suits against Glock are any more or less substantiated than those against Sig. It's just that with hundreds of millions of firearms in the hands of more than one-third of the country's population, including a lot of police officers, some number of negligent discharges it's going to happen. Now we're going to look at the other cases. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The power is still out for hundreds of thousands of Floridians nearly a week after Hurricane Ian hammered the Sunshine State. The state's emergency management director saying the aim is to restore power by Sunday to everyone whose power grid isn't damaged. This as Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says folks from around the country are helping out.
We've got people from all over this country that have come in to help people all throughout Florida, but particularly in Southwest Florida. One of the charity organizations there is a group out of Kansas City called Operation Barbecue. And if you want barbecue, being out of Kansas City is not a bad place to be from. And so they're serving hot meals for people.
Remembrances coming in around the world for country music legend Loretta Lynn, who passed away at the age of 90 today. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Let's go back in time. 7.5 years ago, Los Angeles County, one sheriff's department has adopted a new gun. And we get this. One sheriff's deputy shot himself in the leg while pulling out his gun to confront a suspect. Another accidentally fired a bullet into a restroom stall. A third deputy stumbled over a stroller in a closet as he was searching for a suspect, squeezing off a round that went through a wall and lodged in a piece of furniture in the next room. Accidental gunshots by L.A. County sheriff's deputies have more than doubled in 2 years, endangering bystanders and occasionally injuring deputies. The jump coincides with the department's move to a new handgun that lacks a safety lever or, you know, just a, you know, the safety, and requires less pressure to pull the trigger, which is, that's nothing but BS. And we're talking about the Smith & Wesson M&P. Not the M&P 2.0, mind you, the M&P. An ergonomically superior gun, in my opinion, to the Glock. The initial M&Ps that came out, the triggers on them were abysmal. The 2.0 is actually a very, very, very good gun. But the thing about the M&P, I look at the M&P as like a Toyota Camry. It's probably very reliable and very dependable, and it's not very exciting. And I've had a few. And I may have a few later, but at the moment I don't have one because I'm never going, oh my gosh, got to have an M&P. But at this time,
In 2015, sheriff's officials said that the increase in accidental discharges from 12 in 2012 to 30 occurred because deputies were adjusting to the new gun, and they expected the numbers to fall in the years ahead. So far, in 2015, they had recorded 7 accidental discharges, 5 of which included the new weapon. But the problem was going to, you know, it was going to increase because more and more were going to be adopting this pistol. So they decided to impose extra training requirements. Now, without knowing what they came from, and I don't know what they came from, they either came from a revolver or a double action, single action pistol. Okay. And they moved from that to striker fired. And this is just me postulating. I don't actually know. But a striker fired, this gun had obvious benefits. It was easier to shoot accurately. It could be fired more reliably under stress, and it is a better fit for people with small hands. So I'm thinking they were probably carrying, I don't know. The switch was prompted in part by a threat of a lawsuit by women who had failed the Sheriff's Academy. And after they adopted this pistol, more were passing the firearms test. And veteran deputies were also logging better scores at the firing range. But there was a sharp increase in accidental discharges. And this prompted an inspection by the Sheriff's Department new Inspector General. Now, at the time, while they were looking for somebody to blame, besides the person with the gun in their hand, which that's always the person to blame, they decided to blame the gun, and they included Glock in this. They said they are too easy to misfire. Now, at the NYPD, there was a rookie officer. I remember this case. He was facing criminal charges, including negligent homicide and a fatal shooting in a housing project stairwell. And an attorney for the officer says he accidentally fired his department-issued Glock. Now, that would be quite the jerk of the trigger if it still has the New York trigger. A former Los Angeles police officer who was paralyzed when his 3-year-old son shot him with a Glock has sued the gun manufacturer and others, alleging that the light trigger pull and lack of a safety mechanism contributed to the accident. Now, my late friend Bob Owens, who was the editor of Bearing Arms, he didn't like striker-fired guns very much. He thought a double-action, single-action gun was the way to go. But he did make one very good observation here. He said, "I don't think with the amount of training most agencies have that a gun that has so few tolerances for mistakes is the best choice." Well, the L.A. County Sheriffs, they carry the Beretta. There you go, double-action, single-action. It is a very heavy gun, and it had a large grip. And people with small hands, they had trouble flipping up the Beretta safety as they prepared to fire. Because it's double action in the first trigger pull, that's 12 to 15 pounds of pressure on the trigger, forcing some of them, in some cases, to use 2 fingers. And then the single action shot now is in a nice 4 pounds of pressure. Striker-fired guns, typically on the trigger pull, they have the same trigger pull with every trigger pull. Glock is around 5.5 pounds. There is one thing you have to understand, though. A striker-fired gun does not, since the first trigger pull is the same as the next trigger pull, that means for those that were coming from a double-action, single-action gun, they probably were able to ride that trigger without having to worry about pulling it. Now, the Sheriff's Department, in this case, L.A. County, decided that the problems were due to the fact that the cops didn't know what they were doing with the gun, basically. They said it's due to the lack of safety with the new gun, still adjusting to the lack of a safety. So this means that they were riding the trigger because they had a safety. So, without knowing what's going on with these particular officers, say, in the P320 cases, so some of the claims they're making are just absolutely crazy claims. You sit back and you wonder about some of this stuff. The New York Police Department custom rigs their handguns with a heavier trigger pull to reduce the risk of accidents. And then Officer Peter Liang broke a key safety rule because he was resting his finger on the trigger of his Glock while patrolling a Brooklyn housing project on November 20th. He pushed open a stairwell door and he fired a round that ricocheted and hit Akai Gurley and killed him. And Lang's attorney said that his client shot the gun accidentally. He shot the gun negligently. Now, there's a couple of things to take away from this. If you handle guns enough, this may happen. And you have to observe the rules. If you observe all four of the rules and you fail on the one, then you're shooting into the ground or into a backstop or something like that. But that's not what's happening here. That is not what is happening here. So it's happened to every gun maker out there: Glock, Smith & Wesson, all of them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We have an event right now that is still unfolding in Florida where gun owners, it's good that there's gun owners there. But at the top, things are going very well there. The very quiet, firm competence of Ron DeSantis in the face of Ian is proving a real problem for the Democrats and the Never Trumpers and the other garbage people. He's good at what he does. Unlike Damon, people see how he differs from the establishment, despite the blizzard of lies and silly charges designed to tear down the best governor in America. Why DeSantis is a monster who hates gay people because he banned grooming and he caused global warming by not making you turn in your Tahoe for a Schwinn, and he dragged innocent illegal aliens from their idyllic sidewalk shanty towns in El Paso to the nightmarish hellscape of Martha's Vineyard. It's enough to cause literal shaking. And sure, Donald Trump was Hitler, but DeSantis is both disciplined and, unlike Trump, sees that institutions like the regime media are worthless and must be destroyed, so he's super Hitler on steroids times a zillion. Now, certainly the comparison with the half-wits in the White House in the wake of the Cat 4 storm has been less than flattering for the establishment windbags. President Cornholio has contributed nothing to the relief efforts besides more video of him wandering away, but in his defense, he's been distracted running his fool mouth and risking nuclear war. And Scamala has been at it as well. The Florida administration had to correct the Veep's insistence that hurricane relief would be targeted at people of color and presumably non-binary two-spirit otherkin. Diversity may be our strength, goes the cliche, but there's no diversity in the Biden administration. They are all idiots. What they cannot tolerate is how DeSantis shames them for actually doing his job well, or at how they were praying for him to fail. The more destruction, the better, and the suffering of Florida's people be damned if the left can try to score points off of Heavy D based on Ian's wrath. But DeSantis does not play the George Bush role of gentleman simpleton and to be a punching bag for people without the upper body strength to toss a haymaker. DeSantis is out there constantly answering questions, issuing guidance, and giving info. DeSantis oversaw the planning and execution of the response to the hurricane with clarity and efficiency. Shocking. In this world of posers and ruling class charlatans who have never accomplished anything other than taking on even higher, ever higher positions from which they can achieve ever greater failures. Thanks to professional courtesy among the ruling caste, it is agreed that they will never hold classmates accountable, not in the regime media, not via the corrupt law enforcement system, and not even informally in terms of public disapproval. Our elite has formed a feedback loop of failure, but DeSantis is not part of this crew, despite him holding their silly credentials, and therefore he is subject to accountability. And the problem for the elite is that DeSantis does a good job, and the brother of accountability is credit. And they show too much, they may end up giving DeSantis credit that he's due. And he deserves a lot. He commanded well in the disaster. Doing that is hard. Those of us who know recognize that his disaster response was terrific. Part of the, You had to get out there, and in the military, we had to be prepared to deal with all kinds of things all the time. And one of those is disaster operations. But you can ignore my opinion and take the word of the 23-year-old blue check stringer for ProgressiveWeenie.com that this response was a rock to the Wall Street meltdown power in terms of the level of screw-up. But even worse, if you're a leftist, is that his day-to-day leadership has been outstanding. DeSantis banned school grooming. He beat woke companies like Disney into submission. He made Florida such an economic powerhouse that there is an exodus from the blue states to the sunshine state that is draining all the brains and hard workers, leaving New York and California with nothing but commie feudal lords and serfs. And this November, he's going to beat Charlie Crist like a dominatrix does a dispatch rider, though with less whimpering. So DeSantis has got to be stopped. So brace yourself for stories about how people have to wait several hours for rescues or how the wreckage is still not cleaned up 3 days later. We'll see the regime media full of reports about DeSantis' willful failure to wave his magic wand and undo the damage that Ian caused in the blink of an eye. And this is getting tiresome. Remember all the stories about how DeSantis... That wasn't his name then. They called him Death Santis, caused COVID or something by refusing to force people into useless face diapers, and how he risked the lives of lazy public school teachers by not letting schools be closed because of the flu that barely affects kids. The people responsible for the 2-year hiatus in education that has wrecked so many kids, and for once, the classic minority's hardest hit narrative is true, are now trying to duck responsibility. But people understand. DeSantis was the guy who said no when all the weak hearts and sissies went along with the pandemic idiocy. And now they're even trying to hit him for being an anti-looter. And he pointed out correctly that if you loot in Florida, you might get shot. Normal people just think good. That's good. The blue chick mafia wet themselves because scumbag criminals and thugs, which are favored Democrat constituencies, might find it harder to abuse law-abiding people when they can shoot back. Will this campaign of lies work? Will they be able to derail the governor for running in 2024, maybe winning the nomination, but certainly beating Grandpa Badfinger in the general? Maybe. Many people are stupid. Democrats do win some elections even without cheating, so it might. I mean, look at Pelosi. But then, more and more of us are gobbling red pills. You and I are based, and we know what time it is. We understand the nature of the fight, but many normals are just turning in, and more will when their 401k statements arrive or when they have to fill up their SUVs. They will see the undeniable failure that is the Democrat agenda. They will see the actions of the governor down in Florida, who drives the establishment insane with his competence and success. Consistency is something you do not see in politics very often. And consistency is based upon leadership. Now, I say, and I will always say, they're one of the most and he only served one term. And for all I know, if he had served more terms, he might have given in to that mistress. But he's still out there today. He's still pushing the good fight. And I'm talking about Colonel Alan West. Alan West was swept in the Tea Party craze of 2010, and then he got gerrymandered out. And he has tried to run in other places and been unsuccessful. But one thing about Colonel West is that Colonel West is consistent. The way he sounded then is the way he sounds now. He's not changed his viewpoint on anything. He is a historian, and he is a military veteran, and he is a leader. And he would do well in any endeavor that he seeks to take on. And right now he's sort of doing the pundit thing. But, I mean, if he ever decides to get back into politics in a real serious way, I can't see him not going wherever he wants to go. But this kind of consistency that you see in DeSantis and Colonel West and a few other people that are out there today, this is what drives them crazy, because they competently do the job. They don't have missteps. They don't have gaffes. And that's a result of competence. It's not a result of luck. You know, we got a guy out there right now that's the president who was calling on a dead congressperson the other day. Hey, where you at? Oh, you're dead. Huh. Must have been. Probably can't find her in here, huh? We got a vice president who's out there saying, well, you know, this disaster relief is going to be based on your skin color. These are things that you can't write. And then you got DeSantis, who just continues to do the job day in and day out. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.